Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Rochester, New Hampshire has a reputation of being a political bellwether, a city where the vote historically mirrors the rest of New Hampshire. For instance, in the last presidential primaries, Rochester went for the statewide winner for both the Republican and the Democrat, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and was within 3 points of the statewide tally in New Hampshire in both races. So, ahead of tomorrow's presidential primary in New Hampshire, WBUR's Wilder Fleming set out to hear what voters in Rochester are thinking this time around and has this report.
On this bitingly cold evening, it's finally stopped snowing. The roads are icy, the sidewalks treacherous, and the wind is picking up, which makes the brick storefronts on North Main Street look all the more inviting. Welcome to the Revolution Tap Room. The bar is warm and buzzing with conversation. A singer strums guitar in the background, and the dinner tables are filling up fast. Terry Dwyer, a school psychologist and an undeclared voter, sits at the bar.
And I have voted in elections for both Democrats and Republicans.
Just like the rest of New Hampshire, Rochester is chock full of independent voters. According to the city clerk's office, some 43% of voters are undeclared, virtually the same as statewide. Dwyer says she'll pull a Democratic ballot on Tuesday, in part because she doesn't see a viable Republican option.
Our president is our president, and I will support him because he's my president, but I can't vote for someone that I do not morally agree with.
Dwyer says those same morals led her to vote against Bill Clinton in the 90s. She did vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016, mainly because she couldn't support Donald Trump. This time around, Dwyer's voting for Pete Buttigieg. She says she thinks he has what it takes to get both parties working together again in Washington. And she's scared by the country's political divide. She admits it's crept into her own life, too.
Oh, a lot of my friends are strict Republicans, and I don't talk politics with them because they're all supporting Trump, and I don't understand it.
He's a great man. He's a lot like Reagan.
Just a few seats down the bar is Dave Higgins, an electrical contractor. For him, it's easy to understand.
I like the economy, jobs for everybody. Country's going in a good direction. I think the United States has a lot of respectability now. I don't see anything negative.
Higgins says he can't believe what the president has had to put up with over the past 3 years. I asked him how his relationships have fared with folks who hold different political views.
That's a real good question, and it's a shame that I have separated myself from friends, people that I've known, because of the split and the disagreement we have.
Sitting nearby is Higgins' friend, Dennis Roberts. He also voted for Trump, but he says he's not a fan.
How does America put that image forward in the world? You know, it's just, he's like an unhappy teenager, kind of, is the best way I can put it.
Despite his dislike for the president, Roberts says he will most likely vote for Trump again in November, a likelihood that would become a certainty, he says, should Bernie Sanders become the nominee. Among the Democratic candidates running today, Roberts tells me only Tulsi Gabbard interests him, and he wishes she had a better shot.
Outside of Tulsi, I can't think of anything I've seen coming from the left that would tear me away. And I think we need more people like her, more centrists, you know, because that's where most of us live in our head.
Rochester's Revolution Tap Room is a place where voters of all persuasions gather. And while opinions can be strongly held, these people are used to rubbing shoulders with those they disagree with. Tomorrow, their opinions become votes. But for tonight, all that matters is the music, the fare, and the company. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Wilder Fleming in Manchester, New Hampshire.